Listening Comprehension Test. You will hear each recording twice. After each listening, you will have time to complete your answers. Task 1. Which person has which job? You will hear five speakers talking about their jobs. While listening, match the jobs A to F with the speakers 1 to 5. There is one more statement than you need. You now have time to read the assignments.
My name is Fiona. I work on Saturdays and in the school holidays. Saturdays are busy because that's when everyone goes shopping. We sell clothes and accessories for men, women and children. I work in the children's department. I really like children a lot, but my job can be crazy sometimes.
Hi, I'm Michael. I like my job, but lots of people don't like coming to see me because they hate going to the doctor, especially when they have a toothache. Sometimes it's very hard work, but it's great to help people when they have a problem. It's so important to look after your teeth.
I'm Susan, and I work in a hospital in the city centre. It's a very big hospital. I help the doctors with the patients. I hand out medicine and look after patients when they feel ill. I love my job, but I don't like the uniform, and sometimes I have to work at night.
My name is Jeremy. My job is very difficult, but I like it because I love travelling. I take people to different places on holiday. Most of the time, I stay in Europe, flying to places like Spain, Greece, and Italy. The most difficult thing about my job is when the weather is bad. Snow and thunderstorms are the worst. The best thing about my job is visiting all the different places.
Hi, I'm Vincent. I work during my summer holidays when I'm not at university. Oxford has thousands of tourists in the summer, so it's easy to find a job there. I show tourists all the Oxford sights and then we go down to the river. We do a short trip on a boat. The tourists love the boat trip, but last summer one tourist fell into the water. I love meeting people from all over the world.
Now listen to the recording again.
My name is Fiona. I work on Saturdays and in the school holidays. Saturdays are busy because that's when everyone goes shopping. We sell clothes and accessories for men, women and children. I work in the children's department. I really like children a lot. But my job can be crazy sometimes.
Hi, I'm Michael. I like my job, but lots of people don't like coming to see me because they hate going to the doctor, especially when they have a toothache. Sometimes it's very hard work, but it's great to help people when they have a problem. It's so important to look after your teeth.
I'm Susan, and I work in a hospital in the city centre. It's a very big hospital. I help the doctors with the patients. I hand out medicine and look after patients when they feel ill. I love my job, but I don't like the uniform, and sometimes I have to work at night.
My name is Jeremy. My job is very difficult, but I like it because I love travelling. I take people to different places on holiday. Most of the time, I stay in Europe, flying to places like Spain, Greece, and Italy. The most difficult thing about my job is when the weather is bad. Snow and thunderstorms are the worst. The best thing about my job is visiting all the different places.
Hi, I'm Vincent. I work during my summer holidays when I'm not at university. Oxford has thousands of tourists in the summer, so it's easy to find a job there. I show tourists all the Oxford sights and then we go down to the river. We do a short trip on a boat. The tourists love the boat trip, but last summer one tourist fell into the water. I love meeting people from all over the world.
Task 2. Summer Camps. You will hear a radio interview about summer camps. While listening, tick the correct answer, A, B, or C. There is only one correct answer. You now have time to read the assignments.
This is Radio 102.2. Today, we're talking about summer camps. My guest in this studio is Matthew Waddle. Matthew, did you ever go to a summer camp when you were a kid?
Hi, Millie. Yes, I did. I went to a summer camp every second year.
What did you do there?
Well, different things, like archery.
Archery?
Yeah, with bows and arrows. We had a target and we tried to hit it. I was really bad at it. I remember it was quite difficult and I hurt my arm with the bow. But later we did distance shooting as well and I was pretty good at that.
Wow, congratulations. Okay, besides archery, what were the other games you played or sports you did?
Well, we learned how to paddle a canoe. We swam and we went on hikes. And we learned how to navigate through the forest with a compass.
And what did you guys do at night? Did you play games or have campfires?
Yes, we always had a campfire at night. We sang some songs and told ghost stories. But my favourite thing to do at the campfire was roasting marshmallows.
That's the best.
I spent hours trying to find the perfect stick to roast marshmallows on.
That sounds yummy.
Yes, it really was.
Okay, final question. Was it hard to be away from your family?
No, not at all. I remember feeling free and more independent away from my parents. There weren't so many rules.
You weren't homesick at all?
No, I never got homesick. Each year when my parents came to pick me up, I really didn't want to go home.
Okay. Thanks for being on the show, Matthew.
Thanks too. It's been a pleasure.
Now listen to the recording again.
This is Radio 102.2. Today, we're talking about summer camps. My guest in the studio is Matthew Waddle. Matthew, did you ever go to a summer camp when you were a kid?
Hi, Millie. Yes, I did. I went to a summer camp every second year.
What did you do there?
Well, different things, like archery.
Archery?
Yeah, with bows and arrows. We had a target and we tried to hit it. I was really bad at it. I remember it was quite difficult and I hurt my arm with the bow. But later we did distance shooting as well, and I was pretty good at that.
Wow, congratulations. Okay, besides archery, what were the other games you played or sports you did?
Well, we learned how to paddle a canoe. We swam and we went on hikes. And we learned how to navigate through the forest with a compass.
And what did you guys do at night? Did you play games or have campfires?
Yes, we always had a campfire at night. We sang some songs and told ghost stories. But my favourite thing to do at the campfire was roasting marshmallows.
That's the best.
I spent hours trying to find the perfect stick to roast marshmallows on.
That sounds yummy.
Yes, it really was.
Okay, final question. Was it hard to be away from your family?
No, not at all. I remember feeling free and more independent away from my parents. There weren't so many rules.
You weren't homesick at all?
No, I never got homesick. Each year when my parents came to pick me up, I really didn't want to go home.
Okay. Thanks for being on the show, Matthew.
Thanks too. It's been a pleasure.
Task 3. New York City Marathon. You will hear some information about the New York City Marathon. While listening, take notes on the questions in English. You do not have to write complete sentences. You now have time to read the assignments.
The New York City Marathon is the largest marathon in the world. The first race was organized in 1970 and was held in Central Park. 127 runners started, and only 55 of them finished. In 1976, the marathon was taken to the streets of New York's five boroughs, and the course included five bridges. The race was a huge success, and what was intended as a one-time celebration became the annual course. Each year, the marathon is held on the first Sunday of November and attracts professional competitors and amateurs from all over the world. Because of the popularity of the race, participation is chosen largely by a lottery system. In 2018, there were 52,812 finishers. For the last 50 years, the New York City Marathon has been run every year, with only one exception. 2012, it had to be cancelled due to the landfall of Hurricane Sandy.
Now listen to the recording again.
The New York City Marathon is the largest marathon in the world. The first race was organized in 1970 and was held in Central Park. 127 runners started, and only 55 of them finished. In 1976, the marathon was taken to the streets of New York's five boroughs, and the course included five bridges. The race was a huge success, and what was intended as a one-time celebration became the annual cause. Each year, the marathon is held on the first Sunday of November and attracts professional competitors and amateurs from all over the world. Because of the popularity of the race, participation is chosen largely by a lottery system. In 2018, there were 52,812 finishers. For the last 50 years, the New York City Marathon has been run every year, with only one exception. 2012, it had to be cancelled due to the landfall of Hurricane Sandy.
This is the end of part one, the listening comprehension.